Hey, Culture and Conversations family. I'm your host, Jamison Smallwood, and this is another episode of Small Talk, a bonus show on the Culture and Conversations podcast. You guys are in for a treat as Tyler Shorter stops by, and we put together for you our Fast Food Face-Off, a March Madness-style tournament where we decide which restaurant is the best fast food restaurant in America, or at least out of the ones we've tried. Up next on Small Talk. Hey, Culture and Conversations family. I have an old familiar voice that you guys haven't heard in a while. Tyler Shorter has stopped by to be a part of the conversation about a topic that Tyler and I are very much qualified to discuss. We're going to be talking about fast food restaurants. And in the spirit of March Madness, we are going to have a debate about 16 fast food restaurants. And we put them into brackets so that we can have a debate about each of these matchups and see which of the 16 restaurants is our favorite fast food restaurant. So let me welcome back to the conversation, Tyler Shorter. What's going on, Tyler? How are you doing, man?
Hey, Jamison, man. Yeah, you bring the big man back out for a fast food off.
I didn't want to comment on your stature, Tyler, but I think we both are big enough guys where we all have a really passionate set of opinions about these fast food restaurants.
Yeah, and we'll have fun doing it too.
That's it, man. That's it. So let me explain to the listeners and make sure they understand. We've got 16 restaurants, and I sent Tyler the bracket, and we've got the bracket posted on Facebook, the Culture and Conversations page. So Culture and Conversations on Facebook, and you can see the bracket, and you see how the bracket breaks down. So there are going to be 15 matchups all together by the time we go through this. And we're going to try to save some time and not linger too much on the ones that we are in agreement with. But we'll save the majority of our conversation and our debates for the ones where we feel that there's a lot of debate and contention about them. So I hope you guys are ready, and I hope Tyler's ready, man. So
We want to go over a breakdown of the matchups.
Yeah, let's do that. Right. Let's do that.
So, seeing that first bracket,
okay.
I think we already discussed, it's going to be a little heated.
It is.
Chick-fil-A in the first seat.
Okay.
And Taco Bell.
Yeah, and Taco Bell is number 16. So as we go through the debate, we're going to talk about the categories that we have for judging these restaurants. We've got our favorite item. You know, which is, you know, our favorite item for each restaurant. We've got their A game. So when each restaurant is doing the best job they can possibly do, which is the best of the best. And then there's consistency. How often do you go and get the same quality of food over and over again from the restaurant, depending on the time of day, all of that stuff factored in. And lastly, we're going to talk about the service. How do they treat you when you're there? So for the very first matchup, we've got Chick-fil-A coming in as the 1 seed, and we've got Taco Bell as the 16 seed.
If we want to go over the rest of the rest of the contenders here before we dive into the debate.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Go ahead.
All right. In the 8 seed, we've got Domino's, and in the 9 seed, we've got Papa John's. As a 4 seed, we've got Pizza Hut, and as a 13 seed, we've got Little Caesars. As the 5 seed, we've got Subway. As the 12 seed, we have Arby's. As the 2 seed in the, I guess we will call it what, the Southern bracket, we've got McDonald's, and then we've got as the 15 seed, Checkers and Rallies. And then down a little bit farther, we've got as the 7 seed, Popeyes, and then we've got Bojangles as the 10 seed. Then we've got KFC as the 3 seed. We've got Churchy's as the 14th seed. Churchy's chicken, that is. And then lastly, the last matchup is as a 6 seed, we've got Burger King, and as a 11th seed, we have Wendy's.
Definitely some strong matchups there, definitely in the first round.
Yeah.
And I think the first one we're going to discuss may be the one that carries the whole enchilada.
This is true, because depending on how this goes, this may set the rest of the tournament up quite nicely. So Tyler, let's talk about it, man. I think obviously Chick-fil-A is an amazing restaurant. It's the one seed. I think they have the best food. Quality. I think they have the best A game. I think they bring a level of consistency. And I got to be honest, my favorite item to start off the discussion is their Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I have to agree with you. They have great food, and I would also match your favorite item, the chicken sandwich. And yeah, the great service. I would say a problem with them is convenience.
Okay.
Closed on Sundays.
Ooh, that's it. That's hidden below the belt, Tyler. But I see what you're doing there, man. That's a good point.
They're closed on Sundays, which happens to be the day that you want Chick-fil-A the most.
This is true. Fried chicken on a Sunday is always a tradition in the South.
And one thing that really struck me about Chick-fil-A, other than the political issues they had,
sure,
they opened a Chick-fil-A in your town there at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to primarily be used on Sundays. So they're not going to be open. That did not make good business sense in my opinion.
Okay.
And they had the Super Bowl there and they did not open.
Okay. So let's talk about Taco Bell, because those are some very legitimate strong points you brought out there. I see you brought the big guns out to take down Chick-fil-A, man.
I got some others.
Okay, cool. With Taco Bell, my favorite item on the menu is the steak quesadilla, and I will actually get that with extra steak, and then they serve it as a combo with a crunchy or a soft taco and a large drink. So that's like my favorite go-to item for Taco Bell. How do you feel about your favorite item, Tyler?
My favorite item is the Nachos Bel Grande.
Okay, Nachos Bel Grande. I never thought about that. Okay.
The thing about the Nachos Bel Grande, when they are on, they are on.
Okay.
You get mediocre Nachos Bel Grande, they're still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But when they are 110%, yeah.
Yeah, got you.
Hard to dethrone.
It's hard to beat. How do you feel about the consistency of Taco Bell?
That's probably their weakest point, is sometimes you can get incredible burritos and sometimes you're like, why did I pay for this?
Yeah. Taco Bell, I find them to be hit or miss. When you get hot Taco Bell, which kind of leads me into the A game, when it's perfect, like fresh made Taco Bell, it is delicious, man. It's unbelievably delicious. The fresh corn and the hard taco, the hot, filling.
Non-soggy hard shell.
Exactly. Oh, man. It's perfect.
And I've had a lot of good experiences Taco Bell, and they are open. As far as their hours go, they're open incredibly late. They're the ones that first introduced the late hours among fast food places.
That's true.
And they're open 7 days a week.
Yeah. They are open really late, too. So if you are driving back after a night of fun in the city or whatever, and you want some Taco Bell because they're open, they're not bad eating it at like 12 o'clock at night. I got to be honest. I've done that a couple of times in my life. So, they're not bad.
I have two words before we continue.
Okay.
Baja Blast.
The Baja Blast. Is that like the blue drink that they have there?
Yes. Have you never had the Baja Blast Mountain Dew?
No.
Oh, man. It used to be an exclusive item there. We all know it's just Mountain Dew mixed with like blue Powerade, but it tastes incredible.
I got to check it out. The one of the things that they have, too, that's a good item is like they have a Dorito crust or Dorito crunch taco.
Locos Doritos, excuse me.
Yeah, where the shell of the taco is made from Doritos.
Yeah, a little messy, but definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Especially with the nacho cheese.
Yeah, that's a strong choice. I think I think the reason I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A in this matchup, even though this is probably the most competitive 1-16 seed matchup of any tournament bracket ever, is because Chick-fil-A consistently nails the chicken sandwich every single time. I think I've been to Chick-fil-A, you know, easily hundreds of times in my life. And the only time I've ever had a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A that was less than what it was normally in terms of quality, it still was like a 90 on a scale of like 1 to 100. It still was like almost perfect. It just was like at 10 o'clock at night and they were about to close, and the sandwich just wasn't quite as fresh as it normally is because it had been in the window for a bit, but it still was an amazing sandwich.
Well, I'm going to fight you a bit. Okay. I got to go with another factor.
Okay.
Price.
Ooh.
If you're eating fast food, you don't want to spend a lot of money.
Okay.
You can go to Taco Bell with a $10 bill and eat like a king.
That's true. That's true.
Chick-fil-A, you're getting one value meal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and if you try to do some upsizes there, you're probably not going to get quite all you can with the $10.
Here's another thing that sticker shocked me at Chick-fil-A. Have you ever ordered a gallon of lemonade?
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous at Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, just ordering a to-go meal. I was thinking it was drive through, and just picked up some drinks. I'm like, just picked up some random drinks. It was for a large group. So I was like, okay, gallon of sweet tea, gallon of lemonade. Didn't look at the prices. And they got there, and they're like, their total is whatever, whatever. I'm like, oh, no, it's not.
Because it's, like, ridiculous. It's almost like, I think it's, like, almost, like, $13 a gallon. It's something ridiculous, you know.
Like, I'm not trying to grow a lemon tree. I'm not asking for a whole lemon tree and a sugarcane plantation.
And a pot of gold. So, you know, let me kind of defend Chick-fil-A a little bit more here. Every item on the Chick-fil-A menu is amazing. And I say that, you know, I'm not even being tongue in cheek when I say that. I'm not even exaggerating. I never forget, I got I think I was sick, and I just decided to go to Chick-fil-A, and I didn't really want a sandwich, but I said, hey, I'll take some chicken soup. The chicken soup is phenomenal. And then I said, okay, how in the world is it that they have the best chicken sandwich in the world and the best chicken soup? So one day I was trying to be healthy, Tyler, and I was like, let me get a chicken Caesar wrap. Normally I was like, I would never that kind of a thing. It was amazing. It was like full of like your Parmesan cheese and perfectly cooked chicken. How is it that you've got the best chicken wrap? Then the chicken nuggets, right? Those are just like baby Chick-fil-A sandwiches without the bun. You know?
They have good food. Let me just throw one thing in there. Waffle fries.
Oh.
Waffle fries are an amazing idea.
But
then you get the waffle fries and you realize why everybody else doesn't make waffle fries.
Yeah.
You can have a crunchy, crispy waffle fry and then the limpest, coldest waffle fry in the same batch.
Yeah. And on top of that, they don't hold salt well.
This is true.
I have had that is probably the weakest offering in the whole menu. It's still good, but it is definitely dragging the rear of the menu when it comes to Chick-fil-A.
And I do love Taco Bell sauces. They have a variety of different sauces where every burrito, if you go spend $5 on five little bean burritos and get a handful of different sauces, each burrito is going to taste different.
Yeah. The only thing I would counter that with is that Chick-fil-A has two sauces. That's amazing. The Polynesian sauce and the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, if we're going to talk about Chick-fil-A sauce, we're going to talk about Zaxby's sauce is so much superior.
But Zaxby's did not make our bracket.
Did not make it, no. We had to mention it, though.
Yeah, that's true. It does deserve a very honorable mention there. I think
in my opinion, the Polynesian sauce is the only one that brings it to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, yeah. I like the Chick-fil-A sauce because it's a switch up from the Polynesian sauce. But once again, Polynesian sauce goes on everything. So I don't know, Tyler. I don't know if I've convinced you.
They can't save the nasty waffle fries that you get, though.
Oh, that's true. That's tough, man. That's tough.
I'm just going to throw everything on my support for Taco Bell.
No, I'm with that.
I will. Before we go, I'm going to tell a story about how I got engaged.
Okay, well, how did you get engaged, and how does it involve Taco Bell?
All right, so we were celebrating my future mother-in-law at that point, her birthday, and I was like, okay, I want to propose. But what am I going to do? I was like, okay, I got to send her away. And we lived in the country at that point. And I was like, hey, can you go get me Taco Bell pretty, please?
Mm-hmm.
So then I set the scene while she was gone. So gotcha. Taco Bell holds a special place.
Gotcha. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
And I have the feeling it's slipping away from this bracket.
I think so. And I hate to punch Taco Bell because it's such a strong contender here. This is probably the strongest 16 seed ever. But when it comes to desserts, Taco Bell does not have any desserts, really.
What does Chick-fil-A have?
Man,
I don't remember ever getting Chick-fil-A's dessert.
Chick-fil-A has a milkshake. That's amazing, right? You can go with the milkshake as your dessert. You can go with the milkshake as your beverage if you want to. Then there's also, for a limited time, always that peach milkshake that they have. That is just... Yeah. And then there's the cookies, right? The oatmeal chocolate chip cookies that they have. They have the, I guess, walnuts in it or pecans in it or some kind of nuts in it. And they're served hot.
I've never had, I'm a meat and potatoes guy. I don't really have a sweet tooth, so
yeah.
I'm going to have to take your word for it. You're the one that every time we eat, you get dessert and I just look at you.
Yeah, I'm a dessert guy. I like it.
I'm going to let you have it just for the dessert, even though you don't like those little cinnamon twists that are insanely cheap.
No. I think your value argument, and that's a very fair point. Your value argument for Taco Bell is clearly there. For the dollar, you can't hardly get better food. But for the dollar, you get the best food at Chick-fil-A, I think. So
I will disgrudgingly carry on with this conversation. I won't rage quit and go to Domino's for Papa John's.
You rage quit. So for the listeners, we are advancing Chick-fil-A into our next round of brackets. So they are moving on to the quarterfinals of our bracket.
And they're going to face off between either Domino's or Papa John's.
Yes.
Or just go ahead and say they're going to face off between Papa John's.
Okay. You know what, Tyler? I think I'm going with the upset there too, man. What are you thinking, man? What are your strong points for Papa John's?
For Papa John's, they give you the garlic and the pepperoncinos.
That's strong. The dipping sauce that you can turn the crust into breadsticks with.
That's right. And the only thing that could really come up with Domino's is that they supported the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles during the movies. and then they were the first ones to come up with that tracker. Like if you order a pizza online, you can track it online.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
My cons column for Domino's is just bad.
See, and then also, you know, I will give Domino's some credit, but this is kind of like a testament to how bad they are. They went through that rebrand and that menu reworking where they kind of redid the crust and the flavors and stuff like that.
They had to admit that their pizza was trash.
That's it. That's the nail in the coffin for me. If you have to tell me that you're so bad, we're going to do everything different, then usually that means that you're not that good.
All right. So I guess we'll end it there since we went so long on the Taco Bell.
Yeah. Papa John's, the only thing I can say that would probably strike a nerve is the social impact of Papa John's, but with some of the stuff they've got going on. But we're trying to avoid the political stuff right now.
Here, man. That's what we'll focus on the food.
Focus on the food. So, all right. So
Papa John's moves on.
Papa John's moves on. I think our next matchup here will be pretty quickly dispatched as well. We've got Pizza Hut as a number 4 seed versus Little Caesars. Pizza.
Well, Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
All right. Pizza Hut. They're superior in every way.
Yeah.
Other than price against Little Caesars.
That's true. Little Caesars' value to us is that it's cheap pizza.
and it's usually like ready at a snap.
And that's another point. You don't have to wait on the pizza. Every other pizza place, you have to wait. And there's a timing game you got to play there between when you order it, when you go pick it up, or then if you got to pay the delivery charge and all this stuff, if you're going to get it delivered. So that Little Caesars does win the convenience. And I would even argue they win the consistency battle, too, because it's the same all the time.
Oh, no, I have to disagree with that. I had some horrible Little Caesars experiences. They forgot the sauce one time.
Ooh, well that's
not consistent. And cheese.
Ooh.
How many pizzas do you make where you actually forget an ingredient when there's only three ingredients?
There's this crust, and there's some other thing I normally put on here. Oh, I can't remember. Let me just put the cheese.
Let's throw this in the oven.
Yeah,
and I've had some bad customer service experiences at Little Caesars as well.
I have as well. I agree.
There was one. If I want to steal the mic from you.
Nah, you're good, buddy. Go ahead, man.
Last time there was the bad hurricane that came through South Georgia.
Okay.
Little Caesars was open and they were about to close. It was before the hurricane was getting there. I was like, okay, let's grab some Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
They acted like they were going to be. They already said they're going to be open for another hour. And they acted like I was insulting them by coming into their store. And I was like, well, there's nothing else open. And I cannot buy groceries because the grocery store is closed. I was like, you got to help me out here.
Yeah.
And they even had pizza already ready. They were just insulted that I was there.
Wow. And that's not good. You know, you got to take care of the people, right? That goes back to our service category that we've got. If you don't give good service, then that's going to be a problem. And that kind of is what I'm big on too. When I go to a place, you know, fast food place, it's got to be good service. Even if it is fast, I don't want to. You know, you think about it. You're only going to be there probably for like 5 minutes. So you know, how are you going to, you know, piss somebody off in 5 minutes? Well, it sounds like they managed to do it at Little Caesars.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when they were blocking the door.
Wow. Wow.
Even though I just heard them tell somebody they're going to be open for another hour.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, man, I think we're going to go with Pizza Hut. I love their Meat Lover's Pizza. I even like their wings at Pizza Hut. And I feel like, you know, we didn't factor in the sit-down experience because that's kind of, yeah, can be kind of, nobody, you know, that can be kind of hit or miss with what they offer at each restaurant. But, man,
Little Caesars sit-down experience.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't have one, right? So,
right.
If you go to a Pizza Hut and it's like a full-blown Pizza Hut with the buffet bar and all that stuff, man, that's actually a pretty amazing experience. So
yeah, that was something I was gonna talk about in the later matchups.
Okay.
Definitely, as a big man, the buffet is always a plus.
That is true. Value, man.
Buffet, which most Pizza Huts do that I've ran across, and if not, then there's definitely one you could find that in town that has one usually.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus. And it's cheap.
Yep, that's it. It's not bad at all. So, moving on to our next matchup, Tyler, we've got Subway as a number 5 seed versus Arby's.
Mm. And these are two strong competitors, I would say.
I would say so.
They're pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, you know, I think that sometimes in the seeding, which is the first time I've done it, but sometimes in the seeding you get these weird anomalies where you think about it, you're like, they're not too far off, you know.
And they are kind of apples and oranges, but they're definitely... they have the same pluses and minuses.
I agree. So as far as my favorite item at Subway, I like the Philly steak and cheese sub. And I like the fact that at Subway, I got all this different bread I can kind of choose from. I got the flatbread, I've got the Italian urban cheese, I've got wheat, I've got regular, there's a couple of different, you know, bread options there. And then they got all these condiments that you can put on there in terms of toppings that you, when you go through the line. So, I like Subway for the customization of my sandwich. I can get the exact sandwich I want.
Exactly. You can have a unique experience every time if you really want to at Subway.
Yeah.
And I couldn't narrow it down to one single item that for both of these restaurants, because I kind of have two of my favorite items.
Okay.
With Subway, I'm a fan of the tuna sub.
Oh, nice.
And also the meatball marinara sub.
Very strong choice. All that marinara sauce, man. Oh, that's a meal in itself, man. Just the bread and sauce.
Sorry, they just pretty much just formed like five hamburgers on one sub.
Five hamburgers on one sub.
If you were to go somewhere else and get a pizza sub or a meatball sub, you're pretty limited with just meatballs and cheese. I could put olives, I could put jalapenos, I could put whatever I want on the sub in Subway.
That's true. And I think that's where Arby's, even though I would argue that Arby's may have a better quality of meat for their sandwich, and I like the fries, I like the drink, you kind of are limited in the experience at Arby's because to customize your sandwich is going to cost you more money.
Mm-hmm.
And also Arby's is kind of in that weird space. They're not a hamburger, but they're not exactly the same thing as a cold cut sub sandwich. Right.
Where Subway is a sandwich shop. They have others that compare it to.
Exactly.
Arby's doesn't really have anything that's like Arby's.
And that's true.
It kind of falls between the cracks. They have great curly fries.
Yeah, those curly fries are amazing.
Also, my favorite item is the beef and cheddar.
Okay. I
love the beef and cheddar and also love the Reuben sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I think the Reuben's my favorite item.
Yeah, it's a good item. But let's talk about some stuff that they put out there that I am too afraid to try.
Okay.
They put out a pork belly sandwich.
I think I've had that.
Oh, man. I am way too scared to try it. You're braver than I am.
No, I don't think I had that. I think I had the brisket.
Okay. I was thinking about that, but it may be good, but I'm not going to try it.
It seemed too greasy for me.
Yeah, and the French dip. Have you ever seen anybody eat the French dip?
I will say I have had the French dip.
I've had it as well, but why are you going to buy a sandwich just to make a mess?
Yeah, you need a bib for that sandwich.
Yeah, and you mentioned desserts, and I don't think Arby's is going to go on from just the tone here. So I'm going to throw this out there: Arby's desserts, before they had shakes and all this stuff that they have now, they had offered one dessert for years, and those were those turnovers.
Oh, okay.
And they are disgusting. They put one little apple slice and put a bunch of dough on top of it and say, here's an apple turnover.
Here's an apple turnover, wow.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, Arby's is just not that good. You said the beef and cheddar, and I just thought about it. I don't like the beef and cheddar because it doesn't taste like I'm eating real cheese. It's like cheese whiz, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely some artificial cheese-like product.
Yeah, and the beef, too. I don't like the color of the beef. It's like, why is the beef all one just homogenous kind of brown?
And now that we both have smokers, we can handle smoking our meat.
That's it.
So I think that we have no need for Arby's in our life anymore.
No. I have never thought to myself on a consistent basis, I could really go for an Arby's sandwich right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on and advance Subway into the next round. So we've got to recap here, we've got Chick-fil-A advancing to the next round. We've got the 8-seed Papa John's advancing to the next round. We've got the 4-seed Pizza Hut advancing to the next round, and we got the 5-seed Subway advancing to the next round. So that's going to be an interesting set of matches when you start mixing the different types of restaurants up.
Yeah, it's definitely, like I said, apples, oranges in some of these.
That's it. Another high-powered matchup where we think this is going to be a bit of a runaway is we got the 2-seed McDonald's against the number 15-seed Checkers/Rallies.
I don't even know if this one's even worth talking about.
Okay.
McDonald's.
Come on. Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, I'm just going to share that I haven't had Checkers/Rallies since 2002, and when I had it a few times in that year, and the only reason I had that is I had a hookup. I never paid for Checkers/Rallies.
Nice. I thought you were about to tell me like a really sordid story about prostitution there when you said a hookup. So I was driving trucks across America, Jameson, and then I stopped into a Rally's.
No. If I'm stopping anywhere, it's not going to be a Checkers/Rallies.
No.
I'd rather pay for McDonald's than have free Checkers/Rallies.
Yeah. I've eaten more Checkers than I probably should have in my life, and the only
any
thing
amount more than you should.
Yeah, that's it. I'm talking about the amount. Yeah, the fries are the best thing that they have, I believe, on their menu.
Agreed.
But they don't do a good. They don't do a good hamburger.
Talking, let me just step on you here.
Okay,
you're talking Checkers and Rallies. Is the fries are the best thing they have?
That's it.
Would you have some Checkers Rally fries, or would you have some McDonald's fries?
Ooh.
If they were in front of you right now, which one would you?
I would go with the Checkers fries over the McDonald's fries by like a nose.
No. Agree to disagree.
Okay. You think McDonald's fries are the best?
It's better than Checkers Rallies.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Even Arby's curly fries. Different story.
You see, we might need to just come back here and just talk about fries as like a bonus episode, man.
Fry bracket.
That's it, fry bracket. But I agree, man. Let's move on and talk about in advance McDonald's into the next round, because you know we all believe that it's the best.
Going to happen.
Yeah, the double quarter pounder with cheese at McDonald's. That's my go-to. Sure.
That's mine as well.
Oh, look at there, man. That's why we're friends, Tyler.
This is the only reason. I see you switching to Big Mac. It's over.
No. The Big Mac, no.
That's too much bread.
Yeah, too much. And the special sauce is a little out of place on there, too.
That's Thousand Island dressing. Let's not kid ourselves.
That's it, right. Just Thousand Island dressing, yeah.
That's why they give you the extra crouton in the middle of the sandwich. that's the end of my Big Mac hate.
Cool. So our next one here in our matchup is we are looking at the number 7 seed Popeyes, and we're looking at the number 10 seed Bojangles. And this is actually, this is actually a pretty intense matchup, because both of them are basically Cajun style fried chicken places. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got lucky on that when I did the seeding, and I didn't think about that when I put them together. But yeah, they're going to go head to head here pretty hard. So.
And I told you before, I'm not a Popeyes expert. I had it one time,
mm-hmm.
wasn't impressed, and never went back.
So, Popeyes is not a bad fried chicken place. It's not bad. It is a little. It's not quite as good as I think your best KFC, which is me kind of tipping my hand about how I feel about KFC in the fried chicken category. But I think Bojangles has a better overall menu and value offering to it than Popeyes, you know.
I'm just going from the gut. I've gone to Bojangles several times where I've only gone to Popeyes once. That should be enough testament right there.
Yeah, and my favorite thing at Bojangles isn't even really the fried chicken.
What's that, the beans and rice?
No. It's the it is fried chicken, but it's not like the bone-in chicken. It is the Cajun chicken filet club.
Mm.
Yeah, that thing is amazing.
I gotta say one thing about Bojangles that would push it over. I have a family.
Mm-hmm.
They have these tailgate boxes.
Oh,
super convenient. I could just say I want this and be done with it.
Okay,
it comes with tea. It comes like a half gallon tea.
Nice.
And it comes with, pretty much to feed the whole family.
Good. Yeah, and that's important, man. We talk about fast food just in general, right? Like, value has to be there, because it's not a restaurant. It's not a go sit down and you get a waiter and they come over and see about you. You're not going to get cocktails and all this stuff. You just really want the food and the convenience, and that's what you got to get in the value offering of these restaurants.
Now, the thing that I remember most about my Popeyes experience, and it may just been, I just had that one sample size, but those biscuits were dry.
Yeah, everybody talks about how dry the Popeyes biscuits are. They are, like, insanely dry. And Bojangles biscuits are so good that they have actually incorporated them into the sandwich offerings that they have at the restaurant. Because then you can get like all these different biscuits that you can get, like a steak biscuit, a sausage biscuit, a ham biscuit. Yeah, Bojangles wins that hands down with all those biscuits they have right there. That's going to be tough to beat that biscuit menu.
Yeah, what? Are we in agreement here, or are you still fighting for Popeyes?
No. I just wanted to give the people something to hang their hats on a little bit with Popeyes, because I know there's some people who really love Popeyes, and I'm just not one of them.
I do like the Popeyes commercials, though.
Yeah. Love that chicken at Popeyes.
Yeah.
Kinda. some of the time when I'm in the mood for it.
That one time, not so much.
That one time. So speaking of...
Bojangles up then?
Yeah, we're moving Bojangles to the next round. So we've advanced. Bojangles are going to face off with McDonald's as a two seed, and Bojangles as a 10 seed the next round.
We are deep into the chicken right now because we got KFC versus Church's.
Yeah. Church's will come out the gate strong early because it's cheap, and you can get a lot of chicken at Church's for a very little bit of money.
Yeah, I'm gonna say one experience I had with Church's. I only had Church's while on the road, never when I had access to a car.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only by having no other option.
Yeah.
And one of the times I was on a bus and I watched somebody, he was kind of moving in and out of mm-hmm. consciousness, and he peeled the skin off of his chicken, and he was sitting across the bus aisle on me. And I saw these little fat maggots, if you will, just Ooh. Rise from the chicken. And that was my last Church's. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah,
just quality. Let's talk about KFC.
Yeah, Church's definitely got people worried about what we were eating, because the chicken at one point in time was just insanely large pieces of chicken.
Right.
And I mean, you're talking about the steroid era of chicken. That's what Church's was.
Yeah, I love KFC.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
What's your favorite thing at KFC, man?
KFC, that's another thing. I gotta go with the buffet because that's what we eat mostly.
That's strong, very strong choice. Strong
buffet. I love their potatoes and gravy.
Nice, nice.
Of course, the chicken. I'm an original recipe man.
I look at there, Tyler. There we go. That.
Yeah.
Oh, don't change anything with that, man. The crispy is good, but yeah, that original recipe is awesome.
Yeah.
And
I gotta put my full support. Like, not even thinking about Church's taking over KFC.
Yeah, yeah. Just to touch on that, I think my favorite thing I like at KFC is like is the original chicken. I love it. I do love the menu. I mean, the buffet option there, really good sit down experience. If you want to go inside and eat the one thing about KFC too is the restaurant from the outside just like draws you in with the smell of the food cooking, and it's just it's amazing. And and once again, dessert, just an honorable mention here. Yeah, they have a really good peach cobbler at KFC.
You were talking about the experience going in. I go to the local one here, you've seen my daughter. She kind of gets a little attention. She's redheaded, so that's very rare. But the women at KFC, they adore her.
Yeah.
And they bend over backwards just to make her happy. They give her pins out of their own pocket.
Oh, wow.
The staff is incredible.
At
my local KFC.
As they should. Shout out to Young Macy. That's it. So, man, so we're in the last matchup, Tyler, here as we advance the 3-seed KFC into the next round. We are now looking at the number 6-seed Burger King versus the number 11-seed Wendy's.
I'm gonna let you take the lead on this. I feel like I've been going first.
No, it's cool. Cool, man. So I'm gonna start with just giving Wendy's a little bit of love. Wendy's, when I think their best sandwich, and this is kind of a telltale sign where this matchup needs to go. You can't be a burger restaurant and your best sandwich not be a hamburger. You know, the spicy chicken sandwich is it has hands down the best sandwich they have on the menu.
I can also say my favorite is the spicy chicken. My wife's favorite is the Asiago Ranch chicken.
There we go.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
And Tyler, let me throw this at you and just see how you feel about this statement. You think about how good those chicken sandwiches are at Wendy's, the spicy chicken sandwich in particular. It is so good that it actually prompted our 1-seed Chick-fil-A to come up with a spicy chicken sandwich that they offer now.
Can we just say that Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken sandwich is a whole lot better than Wendy's?
Yeah, yeah, and there we go, right? Like,
yeah, they definitely they put the pressure on them.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
one thing that I really like from Wendy's that they do that nobody else does is they offer baked potatoes.
Oh, that's a good choice too, and the chili, and the
Well, the chili, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
With some sour cream and butter on a baked potato, when you just don't want anything fried.
Yeah,
it's a good option.
That is a good option. So, but I agree. When you compare, the Whopper, and let's say the Whopper with cheese, and you add bacon to, or a double Whopper with cheese and add bacon to any of the hamburgers that Wendy's offers, nothing even comes close to it.
One thing that Wendy's does better than Burger King is their bacon. They have better bacon.
Yes,
it is just. Yeah, the burgers are so much better at Burger King than they are at Wendy's.
And the flavor, too, with Burger King using that flame-grilled approach to cooking the burger, that's a strong choice when you get the taste of that grill in the hamburger.
I got to say one thing about Wendy's that's been disappointing. Everybody knows Dave Thomas. He was the founder, and he pretty much was hands-on. Since he passed, I've seen Wendy's just kind of spiral down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when you go through the drive-thru, it may just be me, because I polled the people around me, and they didn't agree, but then they didn't disagree, though, once I pointed it out. If you close your eyes and you open the window at the drive-thru, and you just sniff it, it smells like dog food.
Mmm. Wow. Wow. That's a hard statement there, man. I'll try that, though.
Yeah, that snarky Wendy's Twitter account might come after me, but yeah.
I would so appreciate that kind of attention on the Culture and Conversations podcast. You know.
At Shorter Hour. Come at me, Wendy's.
Nice, nice. Come at us, Wendy's. Come at us.
Yeah, there we go.
I'd be like, Ty, you can come on the show anytime you want to and talk trash about fast food restaurants, man. But I
got to give the edge to Burger King, of course.
No, I agree. I think Burger King has some really cool sandwiches when it comes to burgers. Like I said, that double Whopper with cheese and bacon, that's a strong choice, even though and like you said, and this is kind of another slam at Wendy's, even though the bacon is the strongest thing they have going for them in this conversation so far, I don't particularly love the Baconator sandwich.
Yeah.
The burger, you know.
Pretty much. And the dollar menu, too. The Wendy's dollar menu.
That's true.
They had to scrap that and put it as a value menu because they started charging more. It used to be, you get a junior bacon and cheese, that's $1. Now it's almost $2.
No, that's true. That's true.
For Burger King's pretty much, you can get a bacon cheeseburger from Burger King if you're on a budget for $1 still.
Well, and that was, you know, with Wendy's too, man. That's another thing. Wendy's was a pioneer when it came to that dollar menu, because they had that before McDonald's had their dollar menu. And but now that's like you said, that's just kind of gone by the wayside because they lost control over the pricing. So, but yeah, so we're going to advance.
Moving on, and we're on our this is the semifinals,
the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinal. Yeah. All right, yeah.
So we're going to move on and advance. We're going to advance Wendy's. I'm sorry, not Wendy's, but Burger King over to the over there. So let me kind of recap the matchups so that people can kind of see where we're at. So in the quarterfinals here, if you guys are filling out the brackets along here with us, we've got
anybody doing that. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, dude. Like, if you're doing that, that's pretty cool. That's really cool. You know, you guys are the real heroes.
That's right.
So you got the 1 seed Chick-fil-A versus the 8 seed Papa John's. You've got the 4 seed Pizza Hut versus the 5 seed Subway. You've got the 2 seed McDonald's versus the 10 seed Bojangles. You've got the 3 seed KFC, and lastly, you've got them versus the 6 seed Burger King. So let's start with Chick-fil-A versus Papa John's, man. What is your thought process? How would you evaluate deciding if you wanted Chick-fil-A versus Papa John's if it was a day other than Sunday and they were open?
This is also another apples oranges thing.
Yep.
Papa John's pizza, just not that great.
Yeah, yeah.
The sauce is just way too sweet, and their crust is dry.
And the pizza, they have to. You have to sometimes tell them to do the pizza well done in order for it to be actually done.
Yeah, that comes with a consistency thing, too.
That is.
There's nothing worse than a doughy pizza.
That's it. Nothing worse than a doughy pizza. And the sauces are a little bit bland. And I know this is going to sound crazy when I say this, but one of the problems I have with Papa John's pizza is no matter what pizza I get, it always tastes like the same pizza.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until you just said it, but yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, fans of Culture and Conversations will remember that I combined these two forces myself with Chick-fil-A Papa John's pizza.
Yes, on the Small Talk episode, we were talking about our culinary creations that were really, really bad for us.
I gotta scratch that, man. My memory's foggy. It was a stuffed crust from Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
That sheds light on the pizza that I would choose when I was just to have a final fat meal.
That's it.
I didn't choose Papa John's.
You didn't choose Papa John's. Wow. So we're not going to spend too much time here then, Tyler. We're going to unanimously here advance Chick-fil-A to the next round. I think their best, everything that they, when their stuff is, you know, Chick-fil-A just is so consistent. Their best is always there when we go through.
I'm going to say this. Their worst is better than Papa John's best.
That, man, dude, that's so well said. Their worst is better than Papa John's best. Yeah, I like that.
No real contest there.
So we're going to move the one seed over into the semifinals. We got Chick-fil-A advancing. And no then, so now we're down here to a really interesting matchup. Pizza Hut as the 4 seed versus Subway as the 5 seed.
These are pretty evenly matched in my book as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Pizza Hut, we barely touched on the Wing Street wings that they have.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of the Cajun that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was hooked on those for a while.
I like the garlic parmesan ones they have. And what's nice about the Wing Street wings is you got the option of doing boneless, traditional, or breaded.
Right. And can we, all right, here's a con on Subway that I think Pizza Hut excels at.
Okay.
Taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
Their kid meals are horrible at Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let's see, Pizza Hut, you can get a personal pan. They I know I grew up, and I think they're still doing it, that Book It program where you can earn...
you read my mind.
Yeah, they take care of the kids, and they know... they let you have pizza parties. I know after every baseball game, we would have a pizza party at Pizza Hut. And I don't know if people still do that, but yeah, they were awesome, where Subway's not really geared for the kids, which that's not always a bad thing, mm-hmm. but me having a kid... It makes it a little harder for me to choose Subway over Pizza Hut.
And your party element there, I didn't even think about that, but that's a really good point, too. If you had a birthday party, right, you're not going to go get a party's worth of Subway. You're going to go get Pizza Hut.
Yeah, if you get a party sub from Subway, you're taking it over to your house. You're not going to actually use the facilities there. That was a con that I had in there that they seem like they don't really want you to eat there.
And that's true. They want you to kind of like almost like a delicatessen in New York, walk in and walk out kind of thing. And it doesn't really give you encouragement to sit there at the restaurant the way their layouts often are.
Are you ready for the death knell for Subway?
Yes, sir.
Their bacon.
Ooh. Yeah, bacon is
horrible, man. You can see through it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really, it was last time I had it, it was really salty.
Yeah, and they're incredibly thick bread.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a buddy who always has to ask them, hey, is this your freshest bread? Because he has this thing about bread and, you know, and sometimes Subway isn't the best bread.
Yeah, sometimes you get that hard end there.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut has burnt me in the past in a couple of ways, but Subway's done it way more often.
No, I agree. So I think it's safe to say we're going to advance Pizza Hut as the number 4 seed into the semifinals,
and then be facing off against Chick-fil-A. So that'd be a good little matchup.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough matchup there, man, for Chick-fil-A. But I still think there's some strong points left to make for both of those contenders, man.
Definitely.
So the next
one we got now, McDonald's and Bojangles.
And Bojangles, man. You know, I think that Bojangles has a little bit of an uphill battle here because McDonald's is
powerhouse.
Is a powerhouse. They have so many different things they can hit you with. They've got the milkshakes when the milkshake machine works. They've got the, you know, they got the burgers. The fish sandwich that they have, that fish filet sandwich or that Filet-O-Fish sandwich that they have at McDonald's. That's really good.
I have to take your word. I am way too scared to try a Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, my mom loves the Filet-O-Fish. I mean, she gets that every time.
If we're going McDonald's versus Bojangles, we got to talk about chicken versus chicken.
Yeah,
I love McNuggets.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is the A game conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have, and this is going to be so bad to say this. I would rather have hot, fresh McDonald's chicken McNuggets than anything else on Bojangles' menu.
I agree wholeheartedly. Bojangles, their batter is just a little too thick for my liking, where it kind of just crunches off.
Mm-hmm.
And their sides, they kind of, like, there's a couple of good ones, and then it's just misses.
I don't like the spicy seasoning that they have on the Bojangles chicken all that much, because it oftentimes, if I eat too much of it, I'll fill it the next day on the other end.
Understood.
And that's not good. And even though Bojangles, I would argue they have a really an amazing sweet tea that they make at Bojangles.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to be honest, man. That McDonald's sweet tea is just as good, man.
Yeah, McDonald's brings the tea too, and. If you're going tea for tea, I got to have a blind taste test before I can say which one's better.
I agree. I can't. Clever. Yeah. I've had McDonald's sweet tea, and it's just as good as the Bojangles sweet tea. So, so I think it's tough, man. Like, I think Bojangles kind of hangs in there with the biscuits. That biscuit menu is nice because they have a lot of different sandwiches there.
Bojangles did a good showing, but I got to say one more thing.
Okay.
They don't serve breakfast.
Nah, that's true. That's true. They do the biscuit menu. Well, the one that you said, the Bojangles, Bojangles, they serve breakfast. Yeah, they serve breakfast.
Well, that is news to me.
But that tells you, though, right? Like, maybe that's a good indicator. Like, hey, if you don't want breakfast from Bojangles, then, or you don't think of them as breakfast, then how good can the breakfast be?
Exactly. Everybody knows that, well, of course, with McDonald's money, you're going to know what they serve.
Yeah.
McMuffins, McGriddles.
Oh, yeah. Right there tells me that the reaction there, the best of McDonald's breakfast menu is still going to be better than the best of Bojangles' breakfast menu.
Yeah.
So
I've never even experienced Bojangles' breakfast.
Yeah.
Already can tell that McDonald's will probably trump them on that.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to rock with, man. So we're going to advance McDonald's into the semifinals. So, man, our brackets are shaping up pretty nicely here. So as the 2-seed McDonald's moves forward, and they will be facing off the winner between KFC as a 3-seed and Burger King as a 6-seed, man.
Now, this was a tough one.
That's tough. I think that KFC, it tries to do a few things with sandwiches. They have those like chicken slider kind of sandwiches. I can't think of the name of them, but they're like they have like a Nashville Hot. They have a
Nashville Hot is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good sandwich.
All right, I'm gonna talk bad. I still haven't decided. That's how bad this is right now. But I'm looking at my pros and cons columns that I've wrote ahead of time.
Okay,
we gotta address this.
All right,
King chicken sucks.
That's true.
Nuggets are horrible. Those chicken fries are horrible. Their chicken sandwiches are horrible.
Chicken biscuit is not good either.
They can't do chicken.
No, they can't do chicken.
They definitely have the burgers.
Yeah.
They are the king of burgers.
That's it.
Before I stop talking bad about Burger King, can we talk about when they come out with these different color Whoppers? They had a Darth Vader black Whopper.
Oh, yeah. That
was the green one for Halloween. Disgusting.
Yeah, that was not cute. I will say this about Burger King compared to KFC. I know where I live at, for instance, around Metro Atlanta. There's not a dedicated KFC. There's a lot of those hybrid KFC Taco Bell places where I live at. Right. But that has shown me how much I really miss KFC. So when I was down visiting my parents down in Valdosta, and I got a chance to just go to KFC as much as I wanted to, I realized just how much I love KFC. But I don't I never have the inclination to go and get a sandwich or a burger meal or whatever from Burger King. The Whopper used to be, I think, better. I think it's changed over the years. And I don't like some of the upgrade paths to where you have to get, like, you know, you can't just get like a Whopper with cheese or a double Whopper with cheese like you can at other places like McDonald's. You kind of got to pay a lot of extra stuff, extra money to get to a double sandwich there. So with all of that said, I think I have no problem, man, advancing KFC to the semifinals.
Awesome. I'm right there with you.
Cool.
Yeah.
So let's recap here for the listener here, man. We've got as the one seed still hanging in there. They took a really tough test in the very first round against the Valiant Taco Bell. But we've got Chick-fil-A advancing to the semifinals versus number four Pizza Hut. And then we got in the other semifinal game, we've got McDonald's as the two seed versus the three seed of KFC. So I think, Tyler, let's try and settle the debate. We've got what I like about this is we broke down basically each of these restaurants into basically four categories of restaurants. We had like a burger place, we had a chicken place, we had a specialty restaurant, and we also had a pizza place. So at this point,
they're all represented.
Exactly, they're all represented. Nobody, no bracket got knocked out. So that's pretty cool.
That's the strongest in each category.
Yeah. So I think they're all hitting. I think this is going to be. So I think at this point, if you're listening and you as a Culture and Conversations audience, and you're like, hey man, you know, what is it? What do we think about the best place in each of these categories? This pretty much tells you what we think they are. So, Chick-fil-A was in the specialty category because it's such a niche thing, doing nothing but chicken sandwiches like that.
You can't really call it a chicken place like you would KFC.
Exactly.
It's a chicken sandwich place.
It didn't fit. So, let's compare it here, man. So Chick-fil-A versus, as the one seed versus Pizza Hut. You know, let's see. We've talked a lot about Chick-fil-A already. I will say this about Chick-fil-A, and this is something I didn't focus in on. I think that the service at Chick-fil-A, how they treat you, and their promotions of their food is so much better. Like, I had the calendar card that they had last year in 2018. I think that was the last year they did that promotion. But it's a fundraiser where you can buy stuff and buy the calendar, and then you can go and get a card that gives you access to free stuff to get you to go to Chick-fil-A. Everybody I've ever talked to who's been to Chick-fil-A, they always talk about how they have a great experience with the customer service, how the people treat them so nice. I got a guy who down the street who works outside swiping cards at the drive-thru. He remembers me every time I drive through. He knows who I am. He tells me about his kid and all this stuff that he just had. The service alone is what kind of pushes Chick-fil-A for me into the championship game. So
I am going to totally agree with you on this. The customer service has become like an internet meme.
Yeah.
You know, you have somebody forgot their fries, so there's a Chick-fil-A employee like running, chasing them down the highway. Their lines at lunchtime are always packed.
Yeah.
But you know what else? They're always moving.
That's it. They're always packed and they're always moving.
Not only is it great customer service, it's speedy.
Yeah.
That's what you need in a fast food place. If you're going, this is definitely like a fast food. We're talking how long you're going to wait for a pizza.
That's true.
If you're driving around and you say, I want blank, you're going to wait 5 minutes at Chick-fil-A or you're going to wait 20 at at Pizza Hut.
That's true. And that's such a good point. Of all the, unfortunately, of all the categories that we've got here, pizza is probably not the fastest of the fast food. It's really the slowest.
Well, we said we're going to have it if they had a drive-through window, and most Pizza Huts have drive-through windows.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So
you have to order ahead. You have to think ahead. If you're driving around and the hunger hits you, you're out of luck if you want pizza.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway.
I agree with that. I completely agree with that. You know, this is an apples and oranges contest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, don't get me wrong. Great Pizza Hut pizza is delicious. Great Chick-fil-A is always great. That's the thing. That's always my argument.
Yeah, I have to say consistency, hands down, Chick-fil-A is 100% better than Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Yeah, it always wins, and I always, you know, even though Pizza Hut give, and I, you know, and well, this is something else too to talk about. You know, the pricing at Pizza Hut is, it just changes like the wind. They've got, you know, if you go in, if you didn't know anything about like coupons at Pizza Hut and you went and bought a pizza, you're probably going to pay at least $5 more than you should have paid for that pizza.
Right.
So,
and they definitely don't alert you.
No.
We'll just go ahead and say Chick-fil-A's taking that one, that bracket.
Yep, Chick-fil-A has advanced to the championship game, and I think it makes a lot of sense when you start comparing those things, because we said.
Yeah, they're one seat for a reason.
They're strong, man. They're strong. Like I said, they're internet. They've spawned several internet memes just off of that. So,
honestly, think if Taco Bell wasn't facing off, in that first bracket, it might come down to it in the championship.
You know, that's true. If the seeding had worked out differently, if it had just been like the 15 seed, it probably would have had a chance to make it all the way to the championship game. You know, a deep run. So
definitely took out that strong competitor.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A, you know, Taco Bell deserved better from the committee, as they would say.
And I also have to think, if you got a Pizza Hut and Taco Bell showdown, I'm going Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You know, it's fast, it's convenient. There's a lot of good there with Taco Bell that we just didn't get a chance to see because it went up against the juggernaut of Chick-fil-A. So, but what's that, Tyler?
I said they know what they're doing. As long as if they could start open on Sunday, we'd be good.
That's it, man. They open up on Sunday, man. Then they're a dynasty. Nobody's ever beaten them, you know.
Right.
The last matchup we've got, Tyler, is a tough one, man. We've got number 2 McDonald's versus number 3 KFC.
KFC 2 and 3. We got 1, 2, and 3 left here.
Yeah, that's tough, man. So
McDonald's versus KFC.
Yep. I think I gotta go. I gotta be honest though. I think I've gotta go with McDonald's, and this is gonna sound really dumb what I'm about to say, but I think when I eat McDonald's, I feel like I'm eating a healthier meal than when I eat KFC.
Okay, I'm going with KFC. I'll tell you why. I wrote down the pros and cons, like I said.
Okay.
You know what's in my cons column for KFC?
What's that?
Green beans.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay.
They can't do green beans. Let's talk about McDonald's cons. I haven't even touched on most of them.
Okay.
The lack of consistency.
That's true. That's big.
Right now, as we speak, my wife is sick right now because of McDonald's.
Oh, man. Well, then, Tyler, I tell you what, buddy. I think that's enough right there to advance KFC into the championship round. Because McDonald's...
they broke down just like their ice cream machine always, quote-unquote, does.
That's it, man. The ice cream machine's always busted. People have had, you know, questionable experiences with it.
Bad customer service.
Bad customer service, without a doubt. Their service is the worst of all the fast food restaurants.
I honestly think it's probably stigma related. Everybody's like, oh, you can't do this, so you may as well go flip burgers at McDonald's.
Exactly.
I see it as a last resort job.
Yeah, yeah. But and
they took a little pride.
That's it. And I think that's a telltale sign too, right? They are probably, arguably, the biggest fast food chain in the world. And at the same time, being that big doesn't lend itself to success. In their case, they just haven't been able to scale the customer service and the consistency with their size.
Exactly.
So man, that's a tough man. Well, that wasn't as tough as I thought it was going to be, man.
I thought I was going to have to fight more. I had more points.
No. I think you won me over rather quickly, man. So we're in the championship round, man.
Oh, man, it's Chick-fil-A versus KFC.
That's because
I did not think that this was going to happen, but
no.
It's pretty much chicken versus chicken here.
And it's different kinds of chicken. It's a different approach to chicken.
Definitely different types of chicken.
But before we go there, man, before we give the people our final decision here, because this is going to be a tough one. We did have some honorable mentions that didn't make the tournament. And yeah. I think the one that you've been kind of killing a few restaurants, Chipotle. They didn't make the tournament, and I think that of all the things that you can go and buy at these restaurants, I think a burrito bowl is probably the most overrated experience there is. It's just a bunch of stuff thrown into a bowl, and it all tastes the same by the time you eat it. So
you know why I kind of shot that one down when you brought it up?
Okay,
where's the drive-through window?
That's a great point. You can't drive through and get Chipotle hardly.
Yeah, so that was the parameters that we put in. Yeah, I've never seen one at Chipotle.
No, I think it's just trash too, man. I think the food is just really overrated.
Overpriced.
What's that?
I would say they're overpriced as well.
Exactly. The mix between they're overpriced. You have to do a lot of upgrades to feel like you're getting value, and it's just I'm not gonna pay $20 for a burrito. I'm just not doing it.
Much prefer to go to a decent Mexican place and probably pay the same, a nice sit down Mexican place than to a Chipotle.
I agree. They're kind of like the faux Mexican food, you know. I got to be honest, I would rather go to Moe's than go to Chipotle's.
I would agree. They give you a nice sit down experience where you get that unlimited salsa bar they have there. You can get all the chips that you can eat. And they just always seem to be in a better mood.
Yeah, that's it. So I feel like Chipotle is just a little, too ritzy, and I just don't need them trying to be so pretentious.
Yeah, I agree.
So, all right, man. So that was my honorable mention. Did you have an honorable mention, Tyler, that you wanted to mention before we got to it? We decide who the winner is for our fast food face off on the Culture and Conversations podcast.
I gotta say one that I'm pretty sure most of your listeners, if they're especially on the East Coast, have never heard of. And I'm not talking about In-N-Out Burger. Everybody loves it. I think it's overrated.
Okay.
I'm talking the far West Coast. I've only seen them in Southern California. There's a chain of restaurants called Farmer Boys.
Okay, Farmer Boys. Okay.
They have, the origin of the restaurant is there's a lot of farms that happen to be in that area.
Okay.
Of course. And they decided, well, let's do these restaurants, this chain of fast food restaurants, and let's do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh from the farm food, and they have a burger called The Natural.
Mm.
And that is the best burger that I've ever had across the board.
Wow.
If you go from restaurants, no matter where you go, I've never topped that burger. And they have the great side of these fried zucchini wedges.
Ooh.
That are amazing. And they don't over batter it. It's very lightly battered. I don't like a lot of batter, as we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect. It's hot, it's consistent. And they had truck parking. That's a big bonus for me.
Wow.
And yeah, I've never had a bad experience there, and I went there a lot because I went out of the way to go there a lot when I was in Southern California area.
Oh wow, that's cool, man. That's cool. Well, I mean, those are two strong honorable mentions. I mentioned Chipotle because I really hate Chipotle in terms of the food. And but hey, if they want to be a sponsor of the Culture and Conversations podcast, they can pay me to change my tune.
I'm surprised we didn't really go into Hardee's or anywhere like that. That's it was or Crystal's or something like that, or White Castle.
Yeah,
depending on where you're at. And they just they don't bring much to the table, in my opinion.
Yeah, I had Hardee's not too long ago when I was driving back. Matter of fact, back to Atlanta, and you know, the sandwich was the sandwich. The sandwich actually was kind of bland. You know, it just was. They've changed when they went to the whole thick burger concept, and it seemed like it should have been a better. It seemed like it was like, oh, perfect. Don't give me more meat, but there's just no flavor. There's no, you know, there's the taste has changed. You know, because the Monster Burger, when they came out with the Monster Burger, that was a game changer. That was an amazing sandwich. But then it has drifted from that, unfortunately. So
the only thing I really enjoy from Hardee's is their onion rings.
Oh yeah, that's true. And they used to have really good fries too, but then they kind of got away from that too.
Yeah. I think they do that natural cut. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's it. Natural cut fries. It used to be curly fries. They were like one of the first restaurants with curly fries.
But anyway, let's talk about the juggernauts that are left: Chick-fil-A and KFC.
Chick-fil-A versus KFC. I feel like there ought to be some music here at some point, like some kind of. You know, so I'll put something in there. To,
post.
Yeah, do that in post. That's it. Boom, 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 you know.
KFC.
That's
the
it.
Turtle versus the cow.
That is true. You know, when it comes to service, you talked about some really great points at KFC. You really caters well to your daughter. You know, I have to pull something out of my back pocket that I've been saving about KFC as I talk about how they relate to the kids. I mean, not KFC, but Chick-fil-A as how they relate to the kids. I don't know if you've ever been to one, Tyler, but Chick-fil-A actually has two types of restaurants. They have their regular Chick-fil-A restaurant, but then they have the Dwarf House.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Dwarf House, it is like a Chick-fil-A, but on steroids. Because you walk in, and they have this whole dwarf, kids-friendly environment. And it's a family restaurant, so you can go in and sit down. They actually have, I think they actually have a service bar in there, too, where you can get certain items off of the bar, you know.
I've never been to the Dwarf House, but I am aware of them. But if we're talking tit-for-tat with...
Okay.
Chick-fil-A versus KFC as far as how they cater to the kids, I've never let Macy play around in a KFC playground. Not there.
Oh, that's a good point.
Chick-fil-A consistently, and they're always clean. I don't have to worry about it. It's usually the ones that I've been to have been air conditioned.
Yeah.
And they're very important down here. And yeah, I don't have to worry about anything. There's one entry and exit, so I can sit on the other side of that and just make sure she doesn't run away or get taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as kids' playgrounds, KFC brings it, or excuse me, Chick-fil-A brings it with the with their playground that they have.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, and once again, shout out to the number 2C McDonald's for basically coming up with that whole concept for having playgrounds for the kids while they're eating dinner.
They're definitely a trailblazer as far as McDonald's goes.
Yeah, but you're right. But comparing KFC here and Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A has just about every element of the fast food restaurant nailed. You got the family friendly environment with the playgrounds, and like you said, they're really nice playgrounds. You've got the cleanliness factor where, you know, the moms and dads don't feel like their kids are going to get some kind of dysentery from sitting there at the restaurant.
And they don't bug you for just sitting there waiting for your kids to play.
No.
There was one time there was a Chick-fil-A in walking distance from where my wife was going to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Kid doesn't want to sit around in a waiting room. So I walked over to the Chick-fil-A, let her run around, didn't buy a thing. I had people just like, oh, that's your kid in there. Just conversations with the staff.
Yeah.
They didn't ask me, are you a customer or anything? I just sat there and enjoyed the air conditioning and the free Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't ask me to leave or anything like that, like, say, Starbucks would.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I got to give Chick-fil-A the edge there on the customer service and the kid-friendly environment.
No, I agree.
I'm going to bogart the conversation again here.
Help yourself, man.
In my decision-making for Chick-fil-A versus KFC, it's going to come back to past experiences.
Okay.
I've had bad experiences at both places.
Sure.
I've had a lot more at KFC.
Yeah.
There's still not that many. I love KFC. Obviously, it's a strong competitor to be in the finals. But Chick-fil-A, the consistency, and if you have an issue, I have no hesitation with going to talk with somebody.
Yeah, yeah. I have had managers at Chick-fil-A give me free sandwiches because they felt like I waited too long. Not because I asked and said, hey, I waited too long, but because, hey, Mr. Smallwood, we saw you waiting in the drive-through line for 5 minutes. Here's a free Chick-fil-A sandwich on the house next time you come back through. Just dealing with it proactively.
Now, if they were just open on Sunday,
that's it. If they were just only open on Sunday,
well, we got to go to breakfast as well.
Chick-fil-A has a good breakfast.
They have a great breakfast, man. The chicken minis,
dude, and that's what I mean, right? They take chicken and they give it to us for breakfast, fried chicken for breakfast, and you're just thinking to yourself, that shouldn't work. That doesn't seem like a natural. And they get it. The chicken biscuit, man.
Also, look, they were the first ones to offer chicken for breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. Now,
even McDonald's is offering chicken for breakfast.
Yeah.
I got a story. My dad's old school.
Okay.
And there's one time my mom was in the hospital, and I was like, I'll grab some Chick-fil-A for breakfast. He's like, well, I'm not too keen on chicken for breakfast. Until I brought the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's it, man.
His opinion was swayed.
That's it. That's it. I'll tell a story about my dad. He was hanging out with me one time up here in Atlanta. And, when I got married, and for the ladies listening, I'm still single. So that tells you what happened to the marriage.
Past tense.
It
didn't stick.
It did not stick. It didn't stick. He was like, I'm hungry. So I was like, well, why don't we go get some Chick-fil-A? So I drove through the Chick-fil-A line and picked up some Chick-fil-A. And I can remember on one hand, the number of times they've bought Chick-fil-A, back home. And when he tried, he's like, that's a good chicken sandwich. I'm like, yeah, he's it's the best chicken sandwich on the market, man. It always tastes like that, So Chick-fil-A won him over one sandwich,
Let's just say if there was a chicken for chicken, boneless, skinless chicken breasts from KFC or boneless, skinless chicken breasts, which is the chicken from Chick-fil-A.
You got to go with Chick-fil-A, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And peanut oil, too. That's another thing.
Yeah, that's it.
And you feel like you're eating a little healthy, like you said.
That's it. That's it. And using the peanut oil, too, gives them the ability to fry chicken at a higher temperature and not fry longer before they damage the oil where they have to treat it.
Yeah, I love me some KFC. I love KFC, but Chick-fil-A, I'm sorry. It's going to be Chick-fil-A for me.
It's got to be Chick-fil-A. I think when you talk about also as a business, they always innovate. They're always thinking ahead, like the two lines with the drive-through now that they rolled out. Then they've got people outside expediting the drive-through lines. They got the Chick-fil-A app. They got all of these cool things that they do to try to make your experience better. And, I can appreciate that. And, I have just never eating anything bad at Chick-fil-A and been like, man, that sucked or that's not good. Everything I've had in my mouth at Chick-fil-A has been amazing. So
the Chick-fil-A, the winner.
Chick-fil-A is the winner. So yeah, man. Thank you so much, you guys, for hanging in there with us as we talked about that. And we did some real in-depth analysis of fast food restaurants as big guys sitting there talking.
Yeah, as two big guys would. You knew it was going to be a discussion.
That's it. And shout out to Taco Bell, man. I wish we could do something for Taco Bell because I think they deserve better. I probably should have swapped Taco Bell and maybe another specialty group out, But...
Everybody got beat by the best.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody got beat by the best on that one. Chick-fil-A strong, man. So, Tyler, man, what's going on with you these days that you want to share with the audience, man?
I can go ahead and tell them I am working on redoing a podcast. It's going to be called The Shorter Hour.
Okay, cool.
And my tagline will be, it's a fun time with history.
Nice.
it's not going to be 100% like serious when discussing most people discuss history. I'm going to have fun with it and pick out some funny stories.
Okay.
And funny facts, and put my little comedic spin on it as well.
Nice, nice. We are clamoring for you to get back into the podcast space because we miss you, Tyler. And
well, go ahead. Like I mentioned, my Twitter at Shorter Hour, and I also have a Facebook page already set up for the Shorter Hour. And if you follow me on that, you'll be the first to know.
Cool. Tyler, man, I want to thank you again for being a part of the conversation, man. And our winner for the Fast Food Face-Off on the Culture and Conversations podcast in honor of March Madness is Chick-fil-A.
Well done. Well deserved.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to that episode of Small Talk. If you would like to stay in touch with the show, you can do so via Facebook, Culture and Conversations. It's the Facebook page. Also, there's a Facebook group, Culture and Conversations Podcast. Also on Instagram, Culture and Conversations. And to make it super easy, you can email the show also, cultureandconversations@gmail.com. You guys be blessed, and we'll be back with some regular episodes very soon. Peace.